action, and Scott had withdrawn his motion. There was a discussion with Commissioner Olson and Commissioner Phillips, and now we're back to, we have a proposal that's been amended, so either we need a motion to further amend, or we need a motion to approve or reject the proposal as amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Olson.
I move to pass the proposal as amended.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing no discussion, nobody wants to talk about it further. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
Nay.
Have a roll call.
For a point of clarification, I think maybe Commissioner Sharp thinks we amended it to the previous motion, which was withdrawn.
Okay.
The amendment was actually to clarify the recommendation for removing rifles to hunt turkey, you know, for the rimfire, centerfire, muzzleloader. And if I'm wrong, Commissioner Sharp, I apologize, but.
You know, that's true. So their motion now is to approve the proposal as amended at the request of the department, which was to further and more comprehensively define what a rifle is. That's the amendment that has already been approved. And so we were voting to approve the proposal as amended to define rifle. Scott's amendment that he proposed and then withdrawn is not any part of this now.
Okay, I got it. I obviously got behind on the.
Well, that's okay.
Amend, no second, plus of this, and then we have I have now shown up to the meeting.
If you're in favor of the proposal, with the only change being how you define a rifle.
Right.
Okay, let's, we'll strike the last vote, and now we'll say all in favor of the proposal as amended to further define what a rifle is. All in favor of that, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay, passes.
There we go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate the discussion, and we'll continue to keep following up on these discussions and follow up with you as the commission body on these items that we've talked about. We're going to move on to the waterfowl season. I'm going to turn it over. Oh, one last thing with turkey, if I may, Mr. Chairman, before we move on to waterfowl, it would be 11B in your booklet, which would just be the administrative action to approve the individual license allocations that need to be tracked within the commission meeting minutes. Again, that's where we retain the record of the specific license allocation by the individual units. So that would be on 11B on your commission booklet.
Is there a motion to approve that?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll turn it over to Chad Switzer.
Mr. Chair, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator out of Pierre. I want to personally thank Commissioner Peterson for the pie. That was the best pumpkin pie I think I've ever had. And I'm going to move along quickly or I'll be under a pie coma here. So on the duck hunting season, from October, there's a proposed change here to decrease the pintail daily bag limit from 2 to 1. That's something that we had to move forward with from a Fish and Wildlife Service a regulation standpoint. We cannot be more conservative than what is allowed. We can be more restrictive, and this is providing the maximum opportunity we can with our daily bag limit for ducks. So we have no recommended changes for you on the duck hunting season proposal.
Any motion to approve?
So moved.
Any discussion? If no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Passes.
Okay. Mr. Chair, page 1211, the goose hunting season. We have a proposed change here to modify the white-fronted goose season from 86 days, which includes a 2 bird daily bag limit, to 74 days with a 3 bird daily bag limit. And again, the basis for our recommendation for you last month that got into the proposal was just to provide some more harvest opportunity for white-fronted geese when a vast majority of those birds are going to be made available to our hunters. So just to provide them some more opportunity for harvest with an increase in the daily bag limit from 2 to 3, yet it's a slight shortening of this season. But as you see under the supportive information, you look at some of the parts surveys, the collection surveys that are collected from hunters, not all hunters, but those that are sampled by the Fish and Wildlife Service, on average, there's very little, if any, harvest. I mean, there's some harvest, but from a big standpoint, very minimal occurs after Thanksgiving. And just to provide this additional harvest opportunity for our hunters, we have no recommended change for you, and I'd try to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Motion to approve from anyone?
So moved.
Second, anybody?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 12B is the Sandhill Crane hunting season. You'll remember the proposed change here is just a slight modification to the area that is open in South Dakota for the take of Sandhill Cranes during the established season dates that you see up above. Basically shifting that area that is open from Highway 281 slightly over a few miles, maybe on average 25 miles further to the east to a new boundary that's defined by primarily Highway 25 on down to 34 and then hooking up with 81 on down to Yankton. You can see that area open. Not much of a change, but is it a change that is enough that we feel is going to provide some a pretty decent level of additional areas that are open to the state for hunters who like to pursue and hunt sandhill cranes. So from where the population is right now, or the trend of that population, no significant impact that we feel is going to occur from this additional area that would be open. The Fish and Wildlife Service had approved this request that we presented to them, and with that, we have no recommended change for you here today.
Does anybody know how many fly-through we were in Gregory opening pheasant Saturday? And my gosh, they were flying by all day long. Noisy.
They are. They're pretty neat. Watch them catch the animals and keep moving through the country. They're neat bird.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. Okay, we need a motion to approve. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Passes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chair, page 13 would be the last waterfowl item we have for you here today in regards to the spring light goose conservation order. The proposed change here that we have is to simply just add maybe on average another 7 to 9, maybe 10 days of hunting opportunity into the month of May. We received some input or some desire by some to have a little bit more opportunity after the season currently closes. There's obviously some straggling light geese that come through here on their way up north. Whether they breed or not up there, that's where they're going, is north through the state. And just to provide that opportunity, that the spring light geese are significantly above their population objective, and there's no biological reason that we would have any concern with this, obviously, and just more hunter opportunity, and we have no recommended change for you today.
Thank you. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you. So we're off to elk raft.